Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our episode and welcome back to our series, Good Conduct of a Muslim. In this episode, inshallah, we'll look at the excellence of natural habits that a Muslim should have, should adopt in trying to build up a good conduct, to maintain good conduct and to have good manners so that you are a likable character. So, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, this far we have learned many aspects of good conduct, and we have learned many aspects. In the previous episode, we learned about the importance of maintaining the excellence of a person, that is to maintain good conduct and behavior when one is conducting one's business, and how as well as that a person should adopt Islamic manners when it comes to the conduct of business and business transactions, as well as consumers as well. So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we're carrying on, and we look at the excellence of good manners naturally, and how to keep these good manners, and how it is important in general to have good manners, and that a good mannered person is one that is likable, and how it elevates a person's status in as far as being a good Muslim is concerned. Before we carry on or we embark on our discourse, let us hear about the importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it comes out in one report that he has stated that the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited a large number of Durood Sharif upon him in this world. So may we always be in a habit of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just increase on that number so that inshallah azza wa jal this Durood will be of immense help to us on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Sometimes an action is done without a person taking into consideration what merit it has in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how much Allah Azza wa Jal is willing to take or consider this particular act if we ourselves haven't done the correct intention. And sometimes an act can be small, and yet the intention is so noble, is so righteous, that the act, though it is small in nature, but in terms of its significance and its merit in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is highly rated. And like this, subhanallah, we should always constantly make good intentions whenever we embark on any permissible Islamic act. And in this regard, let us make good intention that we are going to listen to this discourse attentively, paying attention, and we'll try our level best not to be disturbed, and try our level best to focus and pay attention. And inshallah, we make also good intentions that whatever we're going to learn from this discourse, we're going to try as much as possible, put it into practice, and inshallah, we try our level best that we share with others as well. Whatever we learn, we pass on the knowledge to others. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. So today we look at in general excellence of good manners. You know, becoming a likable person. This is one of the qualities of a mu'min, of a believer, that he is such a character that people would feel good to be in his company. That because of the natural good manners that he possesses, because of the good behavior he has, people feel comfortable to be in his company. People would like to be near him, and people would like to conduct business with him, and people would love to be in his company, so they can learn more, or rather they can always, you know, subhanallah, also pick up good habits from him. So Amirul Mu'minin Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada, he has narrated that the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he said, undoubtedly, through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah, fasting during the day and worshipping at night. And sometimes this person is written as a proud person, a person with pride, a haughty and rebellious, whereas he does not have power over any except for his family. So we can understand, and in this particular hadith, what we learn, that having good manners it's a very meritorious act, or rather a meritorious behavior that a Muslim should constantly display, that a Muslim should have as his main property. Why? Because of the excellence that it plays in a person's life. And you find that many a times certain people, although they might be able to help people in certain disciplines, in terms of knowledge, in terms of them being knowledgeable, or in terms of certain things that they are able to help people, or in the society or in the community, but just merely because of their bad behavior, mostly you find that people do not like to associate with such type of people. And yet the person who is having good manners, they say, through good manners, a person is able to attain the rank of those offering salah. Subhanallah. He is able to attain the rank of those fasting during the day and worshipping at night. Because a person is written as haughty, sometimes rebellious, whereas he does not have power over any except for his family. Subhanallah. Now, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she reports that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, through good manners, a person can attain the rank of one who performs salatu tahajjud and remains thirsty owing to fasting in hot summer. So all these ahadith, they teach us that naturally having good manners, naturally being a person who has good conduct, in itself, it is an immense and very meritorious habit, that a person is regarded as a pious person merely because of his good nature. So Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, who has reported that the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners. Subhanallah. So we learn from our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that these are the true characteristic of a mu'min. This is something that is very important for a Muslim, that if a person, he displays good manners, then he has become a likable person. And as such, because of his good manners, in this way he is able to propagate the deen of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal because of his good manners. So from this we come to understand how important is having good manners, and how, what a role it is for a person to have good manners. We also learn that وَلَا يُصْلِحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ إِلَّا السَّخَى وَحُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ, that a person He has to become an embodiment of good character and good manners and good akhlaq. And that when a person has got good akhlaq, there is nothing more important, precious for in this deen than a person to have good akhlaq. So, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we find that this itself was how our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, how he conducted himself with other people, and this is why people would come to him and people would love to enter Islam because of the manners that they saw in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Shall I not give you the news about the best of all among you?" We said, "Why not?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who is well-mannered amongst you." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always pointed out that the best amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, the best amongst the believers is one with the good manners. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, "On the Day of Judgment, those amongst you would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. People love them and they love people. Those amongst you who would be disliked and distant from me in my company are the ones who are arrogant, boastful and talkative." Ma'adallah. Subhanallah, what we hear, that we ourselves should avoid being boastful, being talkative, and being such irritating or having such irritable character and behavior. You know, there are certain people who don't mind that whatever they do, whether people like it or not, they always cause problem to people, but they carry on with this particular habits. So you find in today's time, there is always this habit nowadays of all the time people are joking around. Whether even you see now, even in the masajid, whether, you know, they come to a particular person, some people are not in the habit of just joking around, or people are not just in the habit of being entertained in this regard. And you find people, without any due regard, people always like to cause this unnecessary displeasure to others by being annoying and carrying on with such type of habits and bad behavior. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is narrated that the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is said, "Allah azza wa jalla says, I have created mankind through my knowledge. When I intend goodness for a person, I grant him good manners. And when I am displeased with someone, I inflict bad manners on him." Ma'adallah. So when Allah likes a person, subhanallah, what happens, as we learn from this hadith, is that a person adopts good manners. So here is a serious warning to us that if Allah Azza wa Jalla does not like someone or is displeased with someone, then he inflicts bad manners on him. What a terrible way. So we come to understand from this noble hadith how important and how precious it is that we should try our level best at all times to try and adopt good manners, because it's an indication that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves us. What stops us from having good manners? What stops us from being a likable character or to adopt such behavior which will be liked by people? So when we ourselves display bad habits and evil habits and that type of characters which are not wanted by people, then automatically we have to understand that we are not liked by Allah and try our level best to change. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The best amongst you, the Muslims, is one who is the best in manners." Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, A perfect mu'min believer is the one who is the best in manners. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the Holy Prophet, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, fire would not burn the person whose face and manners are more excellent by Allah Azza wa Jal. So a person who's got good manners, a person who's shone through his face, his facial expressions and facial look, is such a person that displays good manners. He is such a person who will not be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. So why not try our level best to adopt good manners? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, good manners melt the sins as the heart of the sun melts the ice. Subhanallah. Imagine, good manners melt the sins. So it actually eradicates and it actually takes out the sins as the heat of the sun melts the ice. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Usama bin Sharik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the blessed Sahaba, companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam radiallahu ta'ala anhum, asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the best thing to bestow to man? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, nothing better than good manners is bestowed upon men. Sayyiduna Abu Dhar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, himself, he was regarded as the wali of this ummah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave me the following piece of advice. Wherever you live, fear Allah azza wa jal, and perform a good deed forthwith if a sin occurs. وَاتْبَعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, for this good deed will wipe out the sin and treat people with good manners. Subhanallah. So we come to understand that indeed, if we adopt good manners, if we ourselves change our character, change our behavior, and try our utmost best to mold ourselves in as far as possible we can, that on a daily basis, alhamdulillah, as we always point out, that in the modern environment of Dawat Islami, our Piri Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radawi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he always emphasizes every day that a person should do Fikr Madina. What is Fikr Madina? Fikr Madina is to have deep down, give a thoughtful, pondering over how you spend your entire day before you go to bed. You it's not only just a matter of taking the booklet of Madani Amat, just tick off or cross whatever you find is not right, but it is a total time that you take. In actual fact, is the form of meditation that one takes and start thinking and takes seriously how you have conducted yourself in the day, how you have gone through many other ways. There are so many questions that are out there. For example, how did you treat other people? Did you go out and greet other Muslims first? Or did you consider yourself superior? Did you consider yourself more important than others, such that you feel that they should greet you first? All this on a daily basis. So subhanallah azza wa jal, if you come to the environment of Dawat Islami and you join the mahal of Dawat Islami, subhanallah, you'll find that there's so many areas where one will try to mold oneself and improve oneself spiritually and become spiritually productive, because a person would have to go through this process of a daily checking of your own account of your deeds, that am I myself trying as much as possible, that am I able to live as a true Muslim, or am I wasting my time on earth? Am I wasting my time on frivolous acts and habits which will put me in danger in the Akhirah and in the Qabr? So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you find that, subhanallah, in the movement of Dawat Islami, a person is constantly trained. Not only that, there are many areas in Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah, is specially formulated this beautiful format of questioning yourself, of examining yourself, of cross-examining yourself so that you can change yourself. And the motto of Dawat Islam is, I must strive to reform myself, to rectify myself, and the people of the whole world. So in order for us to be successful in reforming others, we can only do that if we ourselves are able to change our character, to change our behavior, and mold our behavior according to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has instructed us, that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla wants, that you as a human being, you have been placed on earth to worship Allah. As a human being, Allah Azza wa Jal, He didn't just leave you alone in this world. Allah didn't just put you on this world that you worship Him without any guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the Quran. What is it? The Quran is a guidance for those who want to achieve taqwa. This is the essence. You want to have good manners, so you have to attain taqwa. You have to have that taqwa. So, subhanallah, in Dawat Islami, we are taught that all the time, aspire to be a pious person. Strive your level best and make yourself productive in terms of yourself being spiritual, not only for yourself, but reform others as well. In return, we see that, how does it benefit us? Not only it benefits us as an individual, it benefits us also as a family unit, because now you begin to propagate this in your family, and your family will, their whole life, the style and the way they approach life is based on the Quran and Sunnah. Not only that, it goes further. You'll see that in your community, you begin to effect change. And this is what is needed. When we function in this way, then you'll find that we will eradicate evil. So alhamdulillah, this movement of Dawat Islam is so beautiful. Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant such long life and good health to Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radhawi, who is the founder of Dawat Islam, who is the founder of this beautiful movement. Many, many thousands of people have changed their lives. I know personally some people have changed their lives, people who had a rough life, people who were doing sorts of evils and crime, and in the end they changed their lives, and as a result of that, subhanallah, we even have witnessed, subhanallah, how people, even after death, what type of people, how it changed their life, to such a degree that you could see the signs of success, that subhanallah, because of accepting iman and also changing their character, changing their behavior, as well as also adopting this system, this beauty, taking the instruction and the teachings that you are taught by people who are specialists in this field of purification of the soul, purification of the habits and character, themselves they changed and they attain success, as we hear from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his sahaba went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man akiyasun nas wa man ahsamun nas, that who are those people who should regard as prudent and wise? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave the answer, aksaruhum dhikran lil maut, those who remember death much. وَإِسْتِعِدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ, those who remember death, and then make good preparation for death. How do you do that? As we have heard, that a person who's got such face that displays good manners, he himself has got good manners, he will not be burned in the fire of Jahannam. And we've seen people who would have been regarded as the most wretched people on earth, or as the wretched people in their society and community, who have changed. As a result of that change, they were successful in this dunya, and subhanallah, they will be successful inshallah in the akhirah. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jalla also ourselves in our lifetime, why still healthy, why is we still alive, why is we still have the opportunity, why is we still have the habit, today is the time is now, the hour is now. And it is the right time to begin to effect change in our manners and in our conduct and how we behave and interact with others. Subhanallah, when we do this, you'll see you live a happy life and you always you have at peace of mind. And subhanallah, azza wa jal, you will see and feel the success of this dunya. Zahabu bisharafi dunya. You have earned the highest distinction of this dunya. Wa karamatil akhirah. And you have achieved the highest honor of akhirah. Ameen. Bijahin nabil ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue